A very happy Saturday morning to you on the mighty 790 KFGO. This is the highly rated, highly profitable, soon-to-be award-winning Mike McFeely Outdoors program on the mighty 790. Joined again, as I usually am when he's not off gallivanting around small ponds, lakes, and sloughs of North Dakota, and rivers and creeks, too.
Yes.
His name is Doug Lear. He's with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and, of course, an integral part of Tom, Wynn, and Friend every weekday morning on KFGO.
Award-winning.
Hello, Doug Lear, friend. How
morning,
are you?
I'm doing good. The struggle is the award-winning part of it. Nothing. Everything else I got no problems with.
But I said soon to be award-winning.
I don't watch much TV. I'll be honest with you. I don't watch TV much at all. I watch the news, and that's about it. But the outdoor, is there still what's called the, I might really be slamming myself, but I don't sit around and watch hunting shows 24/7.
What?
I know.
What?
News flash.
You don't want to see some Bubba from Alabama tearing up to a dead deer inside a fence on a four-wheeler that he's trying to sell? Oh, my God, got to have my camo Yamaha to get this deer. Yeehaw!
I wake up Saturday morning, and I walk downstairs, and I put on my loincloth, and I grab myself a piece of raw deer meat out of the deep freeze, and I sit down with my 152-inch. No, I don't. But I don't even know where I was going. The Outdoor Channel used to have like the Golden Moose Awards or something. Is that where we're up for? We're up for a Golden Moose Award or something?
Sure.
That's yes. What we're going. That's yep. What. That's the pinnacle of outdoors radio.
The Marconi Outdoors Award. Is that what it is? The Golden Moose.
I remember
the Virgil Ward Award.
Some of the people. And I'm not knocking their abilities and the acknowledgement of what they were producing, but, you know, they would get their Silver Moose or Golden Moose or Moose Droppings Award, whatever it was. And, you know, that was the big.
Yep.
But
the
anyway.
Porn industry also has annual awards.
So how did we?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, you can have awards for everyone to have awards for. And the porn industry has awards, and they all get up there. From what I understand, what I've been told, I'd like to thank the Academy for this. I've completely broadened my acting skills over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I want to make all township. I want to make all township outdoors communicator from Getchell Township in Barnes County, Doug Lear.
I couldn't even win Oakport Township because there's some good outdoors people in Oakport Township. So I'd
is there really?
I'd finish fourth. Yeah, Scott Brewer lives in Oakport Township.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, so I'd finish fourth in the outdoors
fourth.
Communicators.
Behind his wife and
kids. Yep, Brewer, his wife, his kids.
His dog would beat you.
My neighbor.
Your neighbor's dog.
All those people.
Oh, wow.
So the 4th of July is over. And
it's a way of life. It's not one day.
It is. Let me share a 4th of July story with you.
Please.
And this is not from this year.
You didn't blow up bullheads with 4-ounce bottle rockets.
No. This is from several years ago.
Anthills.
And I know that public accesses are public accesses. I get that you're supposed to be allowed to have your cars and boats and back in your boat. But years ago, I believe it was it Lake Lizzie or Cormorant Lake? May have been Big Cormorant. For some stupid reason, I said, hey, honey, let's go take the boat out and goof around. I didn't want to sit around town.
On the 4th of July, you said that.
Yep. I was young, dumb, probably on something. I don't know what the story was. But, and so, you know, why not pick the busiest lake to go to and try to launch your boat? So I pulled down there, and there was somebody literally who had pulled in like a pop-up camper and three vehicles, like three Buicks. And they had popped up the camper right next to the water, right next to the boat ramp. Not blocking the boat ramp, but right next to it. And there was about 10 people sitting around camping chairs with their coolers, and the kids were swimming. And it was beyond a cluster. I mean, it was because you had people trying to launch their boats and jet skis, and you had people. It was just.
You were one of them.
Well, yeah, I was one of those dumb people. But I'm looking at the guys. And it wasn't even worth saying anything. I mean, they were there for the day. I mean, they were, that was their July 4th experience.
Wow.
And that's whatever. I mean, I was dumb enough to get involved with it.
Yeah, it's like, honey, there's a TV on sale. Let's go. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Let's just grab one and grab a bite to eat.
Exactly. And like I said, I was stupid and I just wanted to get the heck up. But that was, I looked at it and just went, God, that's awesome. I mean, just, they pull in a camper and put it right beachside because they wanted to have their spot at the lake for the 4th of July. And then their kids were swimming and building sandcastles, and they were causing havoc. And they could not have cared less because they were sitting in their lawn chairs drinking their Busch Lights, and they could not care
lights?
Less.
Are you sure?
Well, it was either that or Natty Lights, one or the other. Okay.
Yep. Let's be honest, because as we speak, there's some people that might be saying, you know what, honey, let's grab the canoe and let's head down the St. Croix River. Or, you know what I mean? I mean, all it takes is one person.
Honey, I hate life. I don't want to live anymore. Let's take a canoe and go down the St. Croix River today.
Missouri River.
Let's go on Lake Minnetonka today in our kayak.
Yeah.
And better yet, let's do it after sunset.
Right.
So the people can have a full day of drinking.
Yeah.
And then going really fast, like 70 miles an hour in their $70,000 boats over to Lord Fletcher's on the other side of Lake Minnetonka to the country club.
What it comes down to, though, is understanding the day, the weekend, and deciding with some logic and common sense that the middle of the day on the 4th of July weekend on Big Detroit, like you can localize it all you want, is not the time to say, hey, you know what? Little Sally has never water skied before. Let's see if we can teach her how to ski today. I mean, there's a lot of different avenues you can go down.
Sally's never been fishing before. Yeah. Let's take her out fishing today on Big Detroit Lake.
And the moral of the story really does come back to, if you want to spend time outdoors and enjoy yourself, is you got to give yourself the best odds for success, because little Sally water skiing or little Joey fishing, they might be like, you know, I never want to go near water again in my life. And it happens, unfortunately, Mike.
Daddy, why is that fat man without a shirt on and a Speedo falling over the side of the boat barfing?
Because
it's the 4th of July, Joey. God bless America.
Yeah, land of the free, home of the brave.
This is what our ancestors fought for, dear.
Oh, man.
Well, so that fat tub of lard could take his shirt off and get drunk on the 4th of July.
And here I'm thinking, you know, 5th of July, me and Michael, we'll be talking, you know, maybe we can start switching to using Gulp because the minnows might be a little off. You know, let's go synthetic. But no, here we're insulting basically 90% of the men age 35 to 64. And Mike McFeely I'm not going to say that.
No, you're not part of this. This is just me. This is all me talking.
It's all you, Mike.
Some people should not take their shirts off. European guys in Fort Myers, Florida, they have no shame, so they have like a little Speedo, and they have a huge gut, and they have hair all over the place, front. They don't even care, though. It doesn't matter. That's fine. They're Europeans. They're Italians. It makes no difference. They're shameless. They're hitting on 18-year-old chicks. It doesn't matter. But a lot of American guys should not take their shirt off. That's all I'm saying.
Is this a new segment of McFeely Outdoors brought to you by Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Insult America on McFeely Outdoors.
Wow. Oh,
hey,
man.
We're done with the segment on the Saturday of July 4th.
That's
weekend.
The point, huh?
Let us take a pause. And if any white-blooded or red-blooded Americans aren't driving to the KFGO studio to punch me in the nose right now, and you're probably not because you're on the lake drunk.
He's not here.
He just snuck out the back.
We'll come back and talk about invasive species and zebra mussels and carp and everything else, that they're all moving on into the North Dakota and Minnesota territory. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors.
Rain is a good thing. Rain makes cold.